Sue, joining us now in our studios is Northfield's interim president of the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, Jane Bartho. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Jeff.
You are now, did I get that the title right, the interim president?
Yes, you did.
All right.
Like, I appreciate the sound of that, so thank you.
Well, sure. Now, your predecessor, Lisa Peterson, who hasn't left the job yet, she still has a few more days. She's going to be in Friday, by the way. We'll talk to her a little bit about it. But she is leaving the chamber, which is a sad event at the end of the week. But the good news is, We're not losing you, Jane. You're staying here.
No, yeah. Good news or not, I am sticking around. And Lisa will be missed. She's been an amazing asset to the chamber.
Yeah, and we wish her the best, no doubt about it. Let's talk about your role, though. You've got a home and garden show coming up in a couple of weeks, so your plate, I'm sure, will be filled with that. But as far as the other duties, everything's all smoothed over? Has Lisa been showing you the ropes?
She has, both Rachel and I. So she's been divvying it out based on our strengths, as she should. And she's only a phone call away.
Good.
She's made it very clear that we can be comfortable to reach out. And there's a few areas that she'd like to still consult until that project is done. Like, I think she's updating the Visit Northfield site.
Okay.
And that's near and dear to her heart. That's what she loves. And so she's still in town. She's not far away, just not next door in my office.
You guys have made a very formidable team and done a great job in your years together. And I'm sure that you and Rachel will continue on with that.
Oh, no doubt.
Let's talk about the Home and Garden Show, because that's...
But you'd never ask.
Yeah, that's coming up in a couple of weeks. How are things going with the organization and of the event and leading into it? Are we in pretty good shape? Are you looking forward to it?
Oh, we're in great shape, and yeah, looking forward to it a lot. I started, obviously 3 months in advance, but people tend to wait with their enrollment and their registrations. But we're close to 70 booths, which is where we were last year. Still have room for more. If you're out there and listening and want to know anything more about it, just give us a call or email me at the chamber.
It looks like this year we're going to have maybe a little bit rosier outlook on the world than we did a year ago. We're still in the middle of the pandemic. I guess we're still in a pandemic, but people seem to really be opening up a lot more. And I think it's going to be, there's going to be it will be well attended.
I've got my fingers crossed.
And tell us about it. You've got a little bit of everything. You've kind of expanded as far as the vendors that will be involved, expanded the scope of things.
Well, we were kind of forced to evolve as so many of our construction and landscape members and businesses are full over the top. They're so busy. Or like workforce across the nation, they are short-staffed. And so they weren't able to step up and, some of them just don't need the work right now. They're catching up, keeping up. And so we've expanded this to a consumer show as well. And that came from one of our committee members who's been at other shows. And she said it's the shows are still very much home and garden, but the opportunity for other businesses to promote themselves and be lifted up as well.
Yeah, why not? The more the merrier. I think as a person who attends it every year, I like to see that. I like to see a lot of different options that you have. Nothing against just home and garden. I like those too. But a lot of businesses that you may not have heard about or know much about, this is a great opportunity for them.
Well, Jeff, you don't just attend. You work it.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, we'll be there. We'll be broadcasting live and doing interviews.
We appreciate that.
And we will have a microphone constantly in your face all day long, Jane. So just get ready for that.
I'll be incognito that day.
But so we have 70 vendors this year. It's going to be at the Dundas Dome again, which really has the space to spread out a little bit. You're not crammed in the little hallways and stuff. I like that.
It's warmer than it has been in the past, too. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
The ice arena has been very generous and very workable, and they do they warmed up the arena like mm-hmm. 4 days before we got there, but that concrete floor is just chilly. So the dome has the grass feel, and honestly, we could fit another 400 booths in there. That place is ginormous inside.
Now, are you featuring any type of presentations or speakers or anything this year?
Of course, of course.
Do tell. Got,
I thought you'd never ask. The Curbside Composting is coming and doing a presentation on composting. And we've got Terry Knight, Garden Bite, coming. I think she's doing pots. So maybe the first 50 people are able to do a pot with her. She's got giveaways and drawings. We've got Hometown Credit Union last year was a big hit with a Q&A on credit scores. And we had to get that old hook out and grab him to pull him off the stage because he was going on and on with answering questions. Mm-hmm. It wasn't him. It was a very engaging presentation. So he's coming back for more. And Northfield Dance Academy put together a dance just for the show. They've got three performances, and at least one of them is called Tractor.
Okay.
I'm anxious to see that, too. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Those are the four presentations we have on stage.
All right. And it's all coming up a week from Saturday. Is that still 9 to 3 as it has been in the past?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. What else do we need to know?
What else do we need to know? Mm-hmm. Guess who our sponsor is again this year?
Professional Pride.
Ding, 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 ding. It is. Pete, thank you. Thank you again. He's our presenting sponsor. And when you walk in, first and foremost, I think he's given away. I don't think it's a secret. Mm-hmm. I think he would want us to tell you,
mm-hmm.
Pete. And if you don't, you'll have to, I'll get forgiveness later. A big screen TV.
So
he's given away, yeah, pretty cool thing.
All right.
So that'll be one. Lots of gravity chairs to be given away, pots of flowers to be given away. Pretty sure a trip to Mexico. Capital Construction's given away a trip to Mexico.
Ooh, gotta like that. Yeah, gotta like that.
So we've got lots of giveaways.
Yeah, up and down the lineup there is, everybody gives away stuff there. It's a good time to go and get some free stuff.
And if you want to be on the radio with your giveaway, let me know what you're giving away before the 19th, and I'll help you out. We all knew this year, kind of knew. With the COVID restrictions, we couldn't do food or giveaway inside last year. So we've got a handful of restaurants giving away food samples.
Okay.
Ruth's on Stafford's going to be giving away food samples. A. Britton.
Mm-hmm.
It's a catering and hospitality group out of Farmington.
Okay.
They have mocktails they're going to be giving away, and they will bring the party to your house. They renovate horse trailers into portable bars. So they've got the stuff, they've got the glasses, they've got the license, and they're just promoting their newer service. So they haven't been in the show before. I know, I'm so excited about that.
All right, we're just about out of time. Anything else we need to know about the Home and Garden Show?
Well, I would love to thank our center showcase sponsors of Slumberland and Capital Construction. Our stage sponsor is Hometown Credit Union. Premier sponsor is Millersburg Construction. And then our home sponsors are Capital Cabinets. Sorry, that's wrong. Country Cabinets and Metro Fibernet.
All right.
So...
Well, we're looking forward to it. We'll find out more probably on Chamber Chat coming up between now and
yes,
then.
Yes, you will.
It? All right.
Yes, you will.
With Jane and Rich. But thank you so much for taking some time and being with us. Thank you so much for being the organizer of the Home and Garden Show. You guys, everybody contributes to this, but it's Jane's show. So thank you very much for your efforts. So we appreciate that, and we will see you again real soon.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right. Jane Barthow, once again from the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to the 95.1 FM and AM 1080. Rich is in with news in just a moment. State news is next.